Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free.
The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage. Folks, I am sincerely praying for Mr. Biden and his studio presidency. Psalm 140, verse 8 is the content, pretty much, of my prayer. And it goes like this. Grant not, O Lord, the desires of the wicked, further not his wicked device, lest they exalt themselves, Selah. Let's talk about the miracles of November 3rd, and let me announce that the Yanks are coming. Question, if Biden won against Trump in a fair and honest election in 2020, why are they in such a panic to ensure he can't run again in 2024? Is Biden actually running the executive branch of our government? Defense Secretary orders military stand down in honor of Black History Month? What? I guess that's the new spin on it anyway. When that news about a military stand down first came out, it was about deciding what they were going to do about all the Trump supporters in the ranks. Proof the Democrats are playing "We rule the world right now" are not Americans. And more evidence that patriots have a plan and the traitors should beware. Indeed, they had better kiss the sun, lest he be angry, and they all perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Wait for it. Wait for it. It's time, patriots all, for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
The miracles of November 3rd. Now, perhaps you think I'm referring to the miracle of Biden's victory. Really, what a come-from-behind surprise ending that was, right? I mean, he was losing big time in the key states where Democrats really needed to win to get Beijing's best friend into the Oval Office to replace Beijing's worst nightmare. It was a miracle, right? I mean, almost 700,000 votes behind in Pennsylvania, hundreds of thousands of votes behind in Georgia, Michigan, Wisconsin. Suddenly, voting stops in all those states. And all at about the same time. And in the eerie hours that passed, other strange things crept about in the darkness. Trucks delivering hundreds of thousands of ballots, some blank. And then some batches that were obviously completed by a printer and other odd stuff. You know, ballots pulled from under tables and counters reinserting the same ballots multiple times. And all of this on video, by the way. And then there was the tens of thousands of dead people and underage people who voted. I guess the underage voters might not be too hard to explain, but how did the dead people vote, man? I mean, this was a miracle. Thousands of dead people rose from their graves, filled out a ballot, handed it to their favorite ballot harvester, and then crawled back into their graves. It was a wonderful night, a night of miracles. And probably the most amazing miracle of all happened while I watched a CNN video where vote flipping occurred on screen right in front of our eyes. It was amazing. The totals of the Democrat and the Republican candidates were on screen right in front of us. And then, flash, suddenly, the Republican lost 500 votes and the Democrat gained 500 votes. Wow! Go figure. What a coinkydink. Voila! Right in front of our eyes, others reported seeing the same miracle. Trump or some other Republican suddenly lost votes. Friend, if you're a Democrat and voted for Biden, you must have been astounded. Even if you are a God-denying humanist, I'll bet you thought, wow, there might be a God after all. Because, friend, this was a miracle. One miracle after another, right? I mean, of course, no. It was blatant theft of our election and the cancellation or the effort to cancel Trump and his supporters. A wicked disenfranchisement of 74, more likely 80 to 100 million voters in America. And the proof of this is all well documented, by the way, and it's all going to come out. But, friend, reasonable people who are not under the control of the prince of the power of the air, You know, the Antichrist spirit that works in the children of disobedience, Ephesians 2, 1 and 2, who still think, in at least moderately logical patterns, they all know that if the Democrats actually cared about transparency and ensuring the integrity of our elections, they would not work so feverishly to keep those concerned about the reports of voter fraud from having access to the ballots and the machines used to count them. Friend, they would simply say, of course, here, let's have forensic investigations of the ballots and the machines, and, well, let's have observers from both sides watching the entire process, and, you know, we have nothing to hide here. Let's have that evidence put in front of a court of law in the open so everybody can see it, and let's settle this thing once and for all. But the fact is, the left have done everything in their power to shut down any genuine investigation into this election. And I'll tell you that when men sell their soul to do evil, friend, they lose their conscience. They become so perverse, they start behaving weird, strange. I mean, it starts with symptoms only an experienced eye could notice, but over time, it becomes clear to all. They start going insane. As the spirit of Jesus Christ begins reproving their conscience, and the spirit of Antichrist in them starts resisting and fighting to maintain control of their host, of their minds, the spiritual battle just, you know, overworks them physically. And they start moving into a mental breakdown. They start losing control of their mind. It even starts showing up in their countenance. You know, the evil begins to distort their features. They harden and their eyes become full of power lust. And they start saying outrageous things. Occasionally, they hear their own words and wonder at first, wow, where'd that come from? I don't really believe that way. And then finally, their mind is gone and their soul is sealed to Satan. And that's when they can laugh while burning Jews in ovens. That's when they can herd hundreds of human beings into acid showers during the day and go home to hug their own children after work. That's when they can pass a law that allows babies to be murdered right up to just the moment before they escape the birth canal. And then pop the corks for champagne and rejoice. Yeah, that's when they start lying without even meaning to. They lie as a matter of course. They say they were in their office, terrified by insurrectionists storming their hallway, when in truth, they weren't even in their office at the time rioters entered the Capitol. AOC is a child of Satan. She serves her father, the devil. The same is true, by the way, of Pelosi and Schumer and Schiff and all the rest of these people. They lie as a matter of course. It's not even something they have to think about. You know, it's natural for them to lie because, well, they are of their father, the devil, who was a liar from the beginning and, by the way, a murderer. You see, Satan's miracles are manufactured by deceit. Satan has some who call themselves Christians, too, you know. And they do this. They manufacture miracles by manipulating people. They are also of their father, the devil. They are perverse. They're full of all subtlety, workers of iniquity, who are themselves deceived and deceiving others. But let me tell you, there were some miracles on election night, real prayer-answered miracles. And one of them was in the fact that the wicked had to step out from behind their curtain and expose themselves openly in order to stop the patriots who had risen up in this land by the millions to vote for the Constitution. Now, they think it's all about Trump, or they try to make it out like it's all about Trump. It's not. It's about the Constitution. It's about free market economy. It's about fair trade deals with China and others. It's about challenging our NATO allies to pay their fair share. It's about securing our borders and releasing the economic power of the greatest nation on earth. You know, our own oil from our own soil. That's what Americans voted for, and they did it in the millions, and this caught the devils off guard. Their algorithms were broken. They had not anticipated the need to flip so many votes, so they had to stop the counting. It was an emergency, you know, and they had to put the operation into open steel mode. They had to have the senior programmer guy in Italy who worked for a cybersecurity company called Leonardo to upload an algorithm to the Vatican-controlled satellite that triggered the Dominion machines connected to China's hammer and scorecard program they had bought or had received from Mr. Comey, traitor, to manipulate the vote count, which in turn required the ground troops to step it up and bring in the ballots, dump the ballots necessary to cover their vote flipping operation. But the miracle was this. All of this was an answer to our prayers. Sounds surprising, but it's true. Very specifically, the Lighthouse Baptist Church family had been praying and fasting and praying that God would expose voter fraud. It was the primary focus of my concern in our prayer meetings all along, going back to leading into 2016 and all through the 2020 campaign. They've been caught. God heard us, and they've been exposed. And who are they? Well, 1 John 4, 1-4 speaks of it. They are the children of disobedience who serve the spirit of Antichrist, you know, prince and power of the air, the spirit that works in the children of disobedience. And we are the children of obedience who serve the spirit of Jesus Christ. And the Bible makes it clear, he that is in us is greater than he that is in them. The only question now is, will the patriots have the courage to step forward and show the evidence? So you're right, Mr. Lindell. That is miracle number one. Miracle number two will be God working to break through the barrier the Antichrist spirit has put up to hold back the truth from the people. And he is breaking down Facebook, Amazon, YouTube, Twitter. He's breaking down the MSM. The pressure of the truth is building with increasing pressure every day against the dam they've constructed to hold the truth from the people. Soon it will burst and the truth will flood the land. The truth will rise up and crush the Biden fakery like the house of cards it is. But be prepared, patriots. The truth that sets us free cuts clean, but it also cuts deep. There will be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth among the evil ones. The devils in them are going to howl like a cornered animal. You must be prepared for them to strike out, snarling, hissing, thrashing about in terror. I mean, you saw how they behaved in 2016. Well, multiply that exponentially and you'll get close to what you can expect to see when all this finally does come out. But also be prepared for some serious humbling, my friend, among the saints. When the saints who were deceived discover the truth, well, it's going to be hard for them. So many will be exposed for the frauds that they are. But many are going to see the truth, and suddenly their hearts will be freed from the delusions, and it's going to be humiliating for them. But it will also be a time of cleansing and returning to the Lord. Okay, my dear friends, hold on through the break. I'll be right back.
Go to GodsWar2020.com.
As everybody knows, my family, our great country, and your president have been put through a terrible ordeal by some very dishonest and corrupt people. They have done everything possible to destroy us, and by so doing, very badly hurt our nation. They know what they are doing is wrong, but they put themselves far ahead of our great country. Weeks ago and again yesterday, courageous Republican politicians and leaders had the wisdom, fortitude, and strength to do what everyone knows was right. I don't like people who use their faith as justification for doing what they know is wrong. Nor do I like people who say, I pray for you, when they know that that's not so. So many people have been hurt. We can't let that go on.
Go to GodsWar2020.com.
Hello and welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's Lantern Lighter. Lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Had a wonderful time in Oregon with my dear friend, Pastor Peel, at the Victory Baptist Church there in Bend, Oregon. Shout out to all of you, all of my dear friends, and God bless you. I look forward to next year. We're going to be doing this every year, and I'm looking forward to the next time we meet. Question: if Biden won against Trump in a fair and honest election in 2020, why are they so afraid he's going to come back and run again in 2024? Is Biden actually running the executive branch of our government? You've heard that he was essentially asked not to bother coming by the Pentagon. You've heard, I'm sure, that the Biden people are terrified of the military, so afraid there'll be a Trump supporter in there. You know, the wicked flee when no man pursueth, right? Anyway, I was watching Biden speak from the Oval Office a bit back, and, you know, it just looked off to me. Seriously, I thought, this looks like a stage. Something was off, and it was not merely the fact that a fake president was sitting in the chair, but the office itself looked staged to me. And then today, I was surprised, but pleasantly, when I came across a video floating about out there in the digital battlefield, examined by one of the many digital soldiers that are fighting this digital war. And it really does look like Biden has set up a studio Oval Office in Culver City, Colorado, at a studio called Castle Rock. Now, somehow, video was obtained showing a group of reporters entering into a faux Oval Office with a masked Biden behind the desk. The room they walked into, it didn't look like the Oval Office. I mean, except for the place where Biden was sitting, and that looked like a little stage. But is this just a bunch of window dressing or what? More evidence that the Patriots have a plan and the traitors should beware. Indeed, they had better kiss the sun, lest he be angry, and they all perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little, because the Yanks are coming. With all the odd indicators I alluded to earlier, for example, that Biden's a Chinese puppet and that our military are aware of this, and they're not buying in. The interesting fact that Trump has not yet conceded the election, that he left a letter for Biden that had one sentence, "Joe, you know I won." He set up the office of the former president. That's a new one. I've never heard of that before. And now the Congress is attempting to impeach him, even though he's no longer the president. You know, it makes you wonder, do they know that in fact he is? And they need to impeach him to kind of give them some assurance that if this all falls out the wrong way, that he won't get back in. It's all very strange. And now there's this. The impeachment declaration from the House, interestingly, opens the door to the president's legal team to reveal all of his evidence of voter fraud and foreign interference in our election. Not that we need to do that. I'll speak to that in a minute. What is the one thing we have not been allowed to do? We have been barred at every turn in every effort to get the evidence into the full light of the public view. Those who believe there is no evidence only believe that because that's what their trusted leaders and sources of information tell them. And that's the way it is all the time with this crowd. You know, they simply believe what they're told by their trusted sources, and they don't do any independent investigation beyond that. You saw it hundreds of times over the last 4 years. You know, you hate Trump, huh? Well, why? And what do you hear? All the one-liners, the slurs, the unproved allegations and accusations that have been spewed out by the liberal media and politicians and so on. So you ask, well, how about some examples? And they either stammer and sputter without offering any coherent argument to support what they believe, or they spout the liberal talking points. And the minute you start challenging them with facts that contradict them, they dismiss you as a racist or a white supremacist and walk away. Yeah, we've been watching this for 4 years. They'll send you articles where the MSM, like we trust them, are saying, well, there's no fraud, and that's supposed to be proof. Well, there's not enough to make a difference, and of course that proves it. Why? Because ABC said it? Because NBC said it? What? What's the matter with these people? But they never answer the direct questions like, how exactly did 6,000 votes get flipped from Trump to Biden in Michigan? And why should we not be concerned this happened more than only that once? And if you ask, why did the Republican lose votes and the Democrat gain the exact same number of votes in a split second right in front of us? I mean, right in front of God and everybody on CNN. If you ask, why does it not matter that thousands of dead people voted in this election, or that thousands of underage voters voted, or that observers were forced to stand so far back they could not watch the count? Why is all of that okay? And then the big one, you know, why don't we allow a forensic investigation of the ballots and the machines to clear all of this up? What do we get from them? Well, they just simply repeat the party line. No fraud. If you say there's fraud, you're denying the legitimacy of the election. You're a conspiracy theorist. You're undermining America. Just accusations. Isn't it actually the other way around? Isn't it true that refusing to allow the allegations to be heard and the investigations to go forward, you know, the old-fashioned American way we handle these things, and let these investigations go forward unhindered and unobstructed by government officials, which is what we've been dealing with, isn't it true that, in fact, this is the only way we can hope to clear all of this up? I mean, be reasonable. Well, my friend, when the truth does get out there, and it's going to, it will be very painful for many Americans to hear. Even those of us who already know what the truth is. It's heartbreaking. what these power-hungry Marxists have done to this country, and it's time to put a stop to it. The deep state has very likely opened the door for all of this to get aired out in the public square. The House of Representatives issued their formal impeachment statement, and here's how it reads in pertinent part. Quote, on January 6, 2021, pursuant to the 12th Amendment of the Constitution of the United States, the Vice President of the United States, the House of Representatives, and the Senate met at the United States Capitol for joint session of Congress to count the votes of the Electoral College. In the months preceding the joint session, President Trump repeatedly issued false statements asserting that the presidential election results were the product of widespread fraud and should not be accepted by the American people or certified by the state or federal officials. Shortly before the joint session commenced, President Trump addressed a crowd at the Ellipse, and by the way, that's the Ellipse Park near White House, addressed a crowd at the Ellipse in Washington, D.C. There, he reiterated false claims that we won the election and we won it by a landslide, end quote. Now, you see what the Dems have done here is they premised their case on Trump's claims of election fraud. And this introduces these claims into the case for Trump's defense. The argument can be put forward that, in fact, if Trump's claims are true, it is the Democrats, with the help of their Judas Republicrats, who are guilty of insurrection, not Trump. It's interesting because there is nothing they can point to in the speech otherwise that they could use to say he was inciting an insurrection, affirming what almost all Americans already suspect, and that is that the election was stolen. I mean, virtually all the 74 million that voted for Trump and something like 30% of those who voted for Biden. And if it's true, Biden, that jackal, got 80 million. Well, there's another 24 million added to the 74 or so. So what do you got? 80 million plus Americans believe the election was stolen or tampered with. Then that allegation becomes material to his case, does it not? I expect the opening remarks of the trial to run along the lines of something like, we are not here to address the question of election fraud. They're going to try to get that in there. We are here to address Trump's incitement of an insurrection. Now, I hope Trump's attorneys will counter that the issue of election fraud is central to the charge since it is alleged this was the incitement. And then I expect the other side to argue that the election fraud is an issue that is moot. It's already been decided. And so that matter has no bearing on the case. To which it will be argued, I hope. Well, in that case, the Congress has no case because they have clearly stipulated the allegation of election fraud is germane to their claim that Trump was inciting an insurrection. And if the Trump team expects to proceed on that line, we will have to see how it plays out. It's entirely possible, my friends, that the impeachment trial will not be the showcase for the evidence of election fraud that we hope it would be. I truly hope it is. I agree that usually in a trial, the defendant is given wide latitude in presenting his defense, and that in this case especially, Trump should be able to defend his statements regarding the election since the accuser brought it up. That is usually how this would work in a court of law, but nothing is moving along as per usual. So Trump might allow this to go by because he doesn't really need that to be the place where it's showcased. He just needs at some point for the military to put it out there and to get the message to the rest of the country, maybe through the emergency broadcast system or something like that. But I hope it happens in this impeachment trial. But again, he might wait to spring his trap a little farther down the road. I sure hope it all comes out beginning February 9, which is, I understand, when they're going to start the trial. I hope at some point in the trial, the Space Force will come marching in with their solid proof of foreign interference in our election. You know, of the number of representatives and senators in that room who were complicit with China in the effort to steal our government, with the forensic proof of all of this, and that it will be put on public display. And I expect if that happens, the MSM and the social media communists will all go to blackout. They're going to scatter to the four corners looking for a place to hide. I expect much of the shakeup that's going on right now with Amazon CEO stepping aside and so on. And then some others. I don't have time to go run it down right now. I don't remember their names. But it is odd how many of these guys are positioning themselves, it seems to me, to, well, disappear suddenly, right? To avoid being called to testify? I don't know. But I need to conclude. Hey, here is absolute proof that today's Democrats are not American. They hate the Constitution? Well, yeah. But there is even stronger proof. They despise law and order. Yep, but that's not it. They applaud people who openly hate America, burn our flag, the Bible, and chant, "Hail to the Chaos God." But not what I'm talking about. How about the fact that they love Marxists, promote socialism, befriend communism, turn a blind eye to the CCP oppressive government over China, murder and killing of Christians, and so on, actually advocate for the same thing to happen here in America? You know, yeah, well, come on. Re-education camps, where does that go? Reprogramming Trump supporters? That they can even talk about these things with a straight face as viable solutions to their fear and dread of anything Trump or his supporters, that alone is enough to tell you these people are not American. But that's not what I'm talking about here. How about the fact that they hate our military? They resent the idea of America first, of national security. They scorn saluting the flag with hand over heart and singing through a tear the Star-Spangled Banner. Yes, okay, I get it. All of that does clearly show these people are not Americans. They're a bunch of communists. But let me tell you what really gives it away. Are you ready? They have no sense of humor. These people, they have no sense of humor. And everybody knows when you travel abroad, everybody knows one way they almost immediately identify you as an American is because you're happy, because you smile a lot. For example, when the wicked lefties arrogantly refer to us Americans as deplorables, what do? Well, we recognize the arrogant nose-in-the-air self-righteous superiority of the haughty pride in those people's hearts and minds, and we laugh at them. We scoff at it. We go make a t-shirt that says something like, "I'm a deplorable," proud of it. We throw it back into their faces. We laugh at them. We have fun with it. And that goes deeply into our American culture, friend, my dear wife. Brought this to my attention today. She reminded me that that's what our forebears did when the Brits called us Yankee Doodle Dandies, you know, Yankees. I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy, right? You know, stuck a feather in my hat, called it a hat and called it macaroni. Anyway, the Brits sneered Yanks and from the Dutch Janks, by the way, or the Johnnies, and I don't have time to go into that. And we simply laughed in their faces, used it in our jingles. And that's because we know how to laugh. We know how to stand up to their jeering insults and smile on their faces with confidence because we know who we are. We're the Yanks, friend, that whooped them. We whooped the stuffing out of our enemies. And by God's grace and in His name, with His Spirit, we will stand in the joy of the Lord, which is our strength, and face down this enemy to our liberties. I've lit the lamps in the church belfry arch. You let me know you see that they are on. Call 1-805-314-2114 or go to godswar2020.com. And you can find all kinds of ways to interact with us there. God bless you. God bless America. And I'll see you in church.
The science of a brain massage. The brain masseur uses words like fingers to massage your gray matter, forming insights in the mind that stimulate the pituitary to signal the adrenal to release noneparephrine neurotransmitters and to fire these neurons through the sympathetic nervous system affecting the heart. The skilled brain masseur uses incisive logic to arrest our attention and nuanced razor-sharp rhetoric to cut away the tangled knots in our brains. When these knots are removed, the electrical impulse of stimulating insights fire the neurotransmitters so they can leap the synapse gaps. This generates a sparkling effect in the brain that can cause the countenance of a brain massage listener to glow. Additionally, sudden outbursts of energy caused by the release of glucose throughout the body increases the heart rate, while the pituitary gland in the brain releases all five types of dopamine at once. And this creates that sense of euphoria experienced by many brain massage listeners. And that's the science of a brain massage. Go to GodsWar2020.com.